Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NWSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is Rob Reiner, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
No, I run this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Did Jennifer Griffiths leave?
I don't see her in there, I don't think. I guess so. She's not left.
Will you grab her, Chuck? Tell her to come in here real quick. She's in the newsroom. I want to get Jennifer Griffiths in here. All right, I'm setting up a huge practical joke right now.
Okay.
There is a bug the size of a bird.
Texas?
A bird.
Okay.
In the break room right now. And it's fierce, and it's loud, and it buzzes, and it's
really?
It's scared the crap out of me and Chuck. I'm going to have Jen go heat up my coffee in the break room. Hang on. Jennifer Griffey's about to walk into the studio here. This is going to be hilarious, by the way. Chuck, you have to go out and follow her, okay? Jen, come in here.
When sperm meets egg.
This is going to be worth it. Trust me, folks.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor before you go? Can you just throw this coffee in the microwave for 30 seconds? Chuckle, you don't even have just
give it to me.
Thank you, dear. Just
you want me to shine your shoes?
No, you don't have to shine my shoes. Okay. Just before you go, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, no problem.
Just 30 seconds. I didn't have a chance
when sperm meets egg
during the last news break to get it on there. Thank you, Jennifer Griffey's. That's a team player right there. She's going to get coffee. I know, Chuck. You slowly follow her and see her reaction when that bug goes nuts. Okay. call the hotline, Chuck. Call the hotline. On your cell phone. I want to hear this.
Why are you whispering? She's not here.
Oh, yeah, she can't hear.
Do you have the station on in the break room? Like, are we on in the break room?
No, I think it's B98.
Oh, okay.
All right, Chuck's going to call up right now. So there's a bug the size of a freaking elephant flying around the break room right now. It scared the crap out of me.
Right.
So Jennifer's going to go heat up my coffee, and this bug's going to attack her, and she's going to lose her mind.
Attack her.
I'm hanging up on Tailgater. Tailgater, call us back. We need that line for Chuck.
that's so bad. Tailgater's like, what?
Trust me, folks. This is going to be worth it.
This is like, you know, great radio here.
It would be great if Chuck would call right now so we could hear Griffey's loser mind.
Yeah, he may not have heard you when he
bump, bump. Bump. No, he took his phone. I saw him. All right, this isn't playing out how I imagined.
Yeah,
trust me, if we could hear Jennifer, she's screaming right now. This bug, Longoria, it was huge.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, here. That's probably Tailgater. Is this Tailgater? No, I hung up on him. Oh, here comes Chuck. All right, Chuck coming back into the studio. What happened, buddy? Was the bug still there? Did she see it? What's going on?
I think the bug died.
Already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Already?
she strolled in there, and I was right behind her. And it's nowhere to be found.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he decided to bug out or if he just
literally
bug you know,
out.
All right.
Parked himself somewhere. But
how scary was that bug?
That
dude?
Thing was huge,
and it was making noise.
Sure, I mean, wasn't a bird like a
no,
small.
No,
bird.
Man, it was a weird archaic bug.
It was like you ever see Men in Black?
Yeah.
It was like a Men in Black bug that went. Oh, here's my coffee. Really? Thank you, Jen.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to nominate you for a Matt Award for this.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right, Jennifer Griffey's coming through in the clutch for the Mark Aram
when
Show.
When sperm meets egg.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Wes in Tequila. Wes, thanks for hanging on during that little bit. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm disappointed the bug did not dive bomb Jennifer Griffey's head. I was so scared I called Chuck to come get me out of the break room.
That was hilarious. Yeah, he pretended he was locked out.
More than anything in the world. So,
wasps?
So I definitely understand.
Yeah. All right. So what's your thought? Are you calling about Burl Ellis or bugs?
Of course. Yes, yes. Now, I can tell you from experience, years ago in my younger years, I was arrested, and I went through this whole little thing, and definitely two for one. And then you go on probation, and you just pay a crap ton of money. I think part of my plea bargain, they waived the fine. So I had $0 due to the state, the county, whoever. Yet I paid $392 a month to this probation officer for 12 months.
What? Why are you paying a probation officer?
They have fees. That's how much they charge each and every one of their little probationers to come in there every month and do your thing, make sure you're abiding by the rules.
Now, that lowered your jail term, though?
Well, it was it was a DUI, so 1 year probation, 24-hour served. I was in jail for maybe 6 hours the night of my arrest, and then the judge just had me sit in his courtroom for the rest of the 6 hours, and no more jail time.
I never knew that you had to pay your probation officer.
Yeah, so every that's month you come in with money order or.
Are you sure that's they sure check? They weren't just scamming you? Have you ever heard of that, Chuck? Do you have to pay the probation officer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So the taxpayers don't pay probation officers.
No, and that definitely didn't go back to the state. That went straight to the probation office, which
that's,
is a
sounds like a scam.
Company.
I need to get Clark Howard on that. That's a scam alert.
Scam alert.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that, Wes. Sorry, Wes.
Bye, Wes.
Call back 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, it's time for Blessed or Not Blessed with the Lonely Tailgater.
He is the world's foremost expert on what is blessed and what is not blessed. He joins us every Wednesday, time permitting, on the Mark Aram Show. He is the Lonely Tailgater. How are you, Tailgater?
I would accept any plea to avoid jail time. Anything.
Yeah, that's, again, I've done shows on it. That's my whole main goal in life is to not go to jail. You and I would not
exactly.
do well in jail.
Exactly. And if I go to jail, I want to be put directly in the hole. I just want isolation. I don't want to interact with anybody in jail.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Put me in solitary. I don't care. Get me out of Gen Pop. I saw Oz.
You know he's got a good deal, the Unabomber. He did a Supermax, 23 hours in his cell.
By himself.
Like an hour.
Yeah.
He gets an hour walking alone, and then they put him back in his cell. That's where you want to be, Supermax.
That is Supermax. All right, so listen. So coming up next half hour, we're interviewing Keith David, famous actor. He's in Platoon, Men at Work, Something About Mary. You know what we're talking about?
You know, his most underrated work was Dead Presidents.
Dead Presidents. I didn't even bring that up in the interview. All right. I should have contacted you. All right. So he starred in Men at Work with Emilio Estevez.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go blessed or not blessed, Emilio Estevez performances, not movies. Performances, okay?
All right.
All right. We'll start with Repo Man, blessed or not blessed?
You know, I really dug Repo Man. That's a good one. That was a blessed flick. That was a Harry Dean Stanton. Tracy Walter was in that one. That was a good flick, man, like a mid-80s.
All right. But again, performance only. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he played Otto.
Otto, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Blessed. Yeah, good performance.
The Outsiders as 2-Bit Matthews, blessed or not blessed?
You know, I don't remember Emilio from The Outsiders. All
what?
I remember is Tony Boy, and I don't. I tune him out, man.
He was the first. He was hitting on Cherry Valens at the movies in the beginning.
Yeah, I know, man. But he's not the one that sticks with you. So the performance, not that memorable, not blessed.
All right, Andrew Clark in The Breakfast Club, blessed or not blessed?
I don't like The Breakfast Club. I think they're all way whiny. I'm a 16 Candles man myself.
Understood.
But I thought his speech when they're spilling their guts about him, didn't he give a dude a wedgie and that's why he had to end up in there?
Exactly.
I thought that was as solid a performance as he's ever given. So all blessed.
Right. Kirby in St. Elmo's Fire, blessed or not blessed?
Oh,
I know as far as a train derailment to me, man. Wow, not blessed. I mean, that film had no redeeming qualities for me. That's the one. Okay, let me sort this out though in my head. That's the one where Rob Lowe played the sax player. He was dating Mayor Winningham.
Demi Moore lost her mind, tried to kill herself.
Yes. Oh yeah, what a train derailment. Yeah, not blessed.
All right, Bill Reimers in Stakeout, blessed or not blessed?
Good gosh, I have not thought about Stakeout in a hot minute. Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? A decent movie. I remember they tried to go to the well one too many times with what's her face?
That one.
The sequel.
Yeah.
No, that was Stakeout, a blessed performance. Although I remember he kind of had a porn stash in that.
He did.
yeah, but still a blessed performance. All right. Yeah.
All right, Billy the Kid in Young Guns, blessed or not blessed?
Believe it or not, it's a blessed performance. I thought he was more blessed in Young Guns 2.
Yeah, that's a better movie.
Young Guns 2 was a better flick.
Oh, absolutely. That's the one time where the sequel was better than the original.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. All right, finally, Gordon Bombay, The Mighty Ducks, blessed or not blessed?
Wow. That's another one I haven't thought of. We're talking over 20 years. Has Emilio Estevez done a movie in the last 10 years? He's like 20 years old.
He did 2012, a TV movie called Abominable Christmas. He was in one episode of Two and a Half Men in 2008, and the name of the episode was called The Devil's Lube. And that's really about it.
Wow, he was a coach.
That was as actor. He's been directing, though. Let's see. No, he hasn't been directing. Never mind. I take that back.
Huh. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say blessed. You know, Mighty Ducks was a good enough movie to get a hockey team named after it, so yeah, blessed.
I've never even seen Mighty Ducks. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't? Or no. He kind of got cajoled and had to coach the team.
Yeah, no.
It was sort of like the Seinfeld premise where George and Jerry were writing the pilot and that the guy got sentenced to be someone else's butler. Yeah, Emilio kind of got pushed into being a soccer coach there.
Very blessed. All right.
I have an encyclopedic knowledge of Emilio Estevez.
I know. That's why you're the purveyor of what's blessed and not blessed. I can go to you on any time. We did spices. We did a spice rack, blessed or not blessed, one time, and you nailed that. So, and by the way, obviously you could tell that he never knows what I'm going to ask him. So kudos to you on a blessed performance. Follow him on Twitter because I can't retweet half his stuff. It's at Lonely Tailgater. Have a blessed night, my friend.
Shishito Peppers forever.
Who?
Shishito Peppers, man.
Who the?
Go to Trader Joe's. Get some Shishito Peppers.
You can't say that on the radio.
I think I can.
What is it again?
That was a person.
Shishito Peppers.
Yeah, that's like Rosie Perez's stepdaughter. What does that mean in Spanish?
I don't know. It
sounds like a left fielder from Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
Shishito Peppers.
Now leading off for the Mets, Shishito Peppers.
Forget it. Captain Herb forever.
There you go. Captain Herb forever. All right, Tailgater. Thank you, buddy.
Let's get a reference we all know.
Shishito Peppers? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I'm assuming, yeah.
He bet his coworker. He's like, I'm going to get sneak Shishito Peppers on the market.
Kind of like when you were sneaking stuff into the morning reports, traffic reports last year. We did that for like a week.
I need to do that again. All right, we're going to come back. We still got to talk to Keith David. David Keith? One of the
Keith
others?
David.
Keith David. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Longoria is going to go to the break room and see if that bug's still alive. Stick around. This is the Mark Arum Show. King of
the
town.
The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's what Jennifer Griffey's get me in the break room.
With a bug.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That bug still alive?
I did not see it.
It was so scary.
I'll go out half that.
I called Chuck and said, hey, I'm locked out of the building. Come let me out.
Yeah, he told me you were locked out. I was like, when has he ever locked himself out?
Never. Yeah. But I didn't want to go through. I didn't want to pass that bug alone. I used Chuck as a human shield.
So I opened the door, and there's all this hissing and weird noise. And he's like around the corner upright looking at me. And it flew by me and then up into the light fixtures in the break room. And he wouldn't come in until he see where it was at. And then he sprints through. He's like, I'm running behind you. And he runs behind me around the corner.
What a girl. Hilarious.
I totally used him. I hate bugs. I'd rather there was a freaking
this thing was pretty large,
rattlesnake
so I gotta
out
be honest
there.
With you. Bugs don't bother me, but if this thing landed on me, it was like the size of a small bat.
You sure
guess,
it wasn't
right?
a bat?
It was, I mean, other than the it wingspan, was. It was about the size of a small bat.
I'm going to go during news and go check it
out. It's now in the building
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, now it's in the building. It's in the break room.
It's crawling around.
Oh, I hope.
I was hoping Griffey's would see it, but it wasn't. It must have landed somewhere and just parked itself.
She would have freaked.
Oh, she'd have freaked out.
It's going it's gonna hit Aline in the head. Like at 1:30 this morning when he's doing the news, he's going to freak the F out.
You probably won't be able to see it then.
David's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, David.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was listening to Tailgate and Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, we were running out of time. But what did you think about Maximum Overdrive?
I like Emilio. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was good too. He had a nice run there. Emilio Estevez had a nice run. And I didn't know, you'll find out in the interview with Keith David, that Emilio Estevez directed Men at Work. He not only starred in it, he directed in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I liked him in Young Guns. I thought Young Guns, he was really good in that. Yeah. Maybe we got to try to get Emilio Estevez on the show. Eldest son of actor Martin Sheen.
Right.
I guess, is he half-brother to Charlie Sheen or full-brother?
I think they're full brother, but he kept his original.
There was some drama behind the scenes back there.
He kept their original last name, which is Estevez.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them are originally even the dad, but he became Sheen, and that's why Martin Sheen became Martin Hoon.
So why did he say why is he Estevez and then everyone else is Sheen?
Right, he's the only one that didn't change his name. The dad changed his name to Sheen, and then
Charlie changed his name.
Change his name, but Emilio didn't.
Does that piss you off that they went from the Mexican surname of Estevez to Sheen?
Shame to their
illegal
status.
Yeah, I respect Emilio more because he kept it.
I don't believe your story, but we'll
yeah, that's what
we'll investigate.
Yeah,
we'll investigate.
They come from the same heritage. They probably all know each other.
He was once engaged to Demi Moore Estevez, former brother-in-law of actress Denise Richards. Oh, because Charlie Sheen was married to her. I see nothing about the name change in here, Longoria.
Yeah, that's their original name.
Yeah, I know.
Charlie's name is Estevez.
But I think they have different moms or something. There's something there. There's different moms or something. Who knows? All right. Keith David. We'll interview him next. We'll get an update from Sanjay from Vegas, the World Series of Poker, and we'll take your calls. It's pretty much going to be a while. Oh, no. I got to bring something up. Very important thing I thought of today. I want to run this idea past you. I want this to happen. We'll see if it can. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB.
WSB. Depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the ship and him, tell him about the master plan. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight. Programming note, tomorrow I'm in for the conservative Viking Eric Erickson from 5 to 7. So the odds are slim. I'm not going to lie to you. The odds are slim. You'll hear me live tomorrow, 10 to midnight. I'll make every effort possible, but it's probably not going to happen.
No, you won't.
I will. I could feel great at 7 o'clock p.m. and I could rip roar through it. But it's doubtful. My status for tomorrow, 10 p.m., is doubtful. Bill's in Rockmart. Bill, you're on the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, going back to Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Look them up. One of them's name is Carlos Estevez. I think that's Charlie.
Uh-huh.
And I think Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez.
So why did they become Sheens, but Emilio is still an Estevez?
I have no idea. I think Martin Sheen changed his name to Martin Sheen, to better fit in Hollywood.
Sure, that's I understand.
That's my best guess.
All right, we'll check it out.
But yeah, look them up.
You know what it was?
We need more Lemon Pledge.
We do need more Lemon Pledge. It costs money to change your name. And I bet Emilio Estevez didn't have the money. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with Estevez. Because you got to file court papers and stuff
like
that.
Did they really change their name to Sheen? Like, legally?
Probably, yeah. Said,
I'm Martin Sheen now.
Chuck changed his name legally to Low T Chuck.
Really?
Yeah, and he trademarked it and everything.
I would.
He's gonna make a fortune off that.
I would. Yes, changed it now.
And he's gonna make a fortune and not thank me at all. Tommy's in Gainesville. Tommy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, it's an honor to be on the Blowtorch of the South on WSC with you. You have a tremendous radio show.
Thank you, sir.
I've been up in Chicago at WGN for years, and I remember WSC growing up as a kid and the late-night radio host, and you are just, you got me rolling all night.
I appreciate that, Tommy. That's very nice of you.
What I want to know is, did you ever watch the Emilio Estevez movie, Wisdom?
He starred as a guy named Wisdom in that movie, right?
He did, and he went around, and his family lost their farm, so he went around robbing banks and then giving the money to the farmers.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Demi Moore was in that, too.
Yes, she was.
But I can't remember if I liked it or not. That was a while. That was in the 80s sometime,
that
right?
That movie left a very big impression on me when I was about 9 years old.
Huh. Let me write that down. I'm gonna DVR that.
Watch that one again.
I'm going to find it. And that's been... I haven't seen that movie in 20 years.
The ending is verbatim.
Whoa. Don't spoil it for me.
Well, no, it's the same thing as Falling Down.
Oh, okay. Good enough. Yeah, now I remember.
Falling Down ripped off that movie, so...
Excellent. All right, well, Tommy, I appreciate it, buddy. We got to roll because... All right, Keith David, I interviewed him this morning. This interview sucks, and I'm not going to lie to you.
I cleaned it up a little bit.
It's still bad. Right. So here's what happened, Chuck. So I'm supposed to interview him at 9:20 this morning, and the publicist calls me at 9:05, and she's like, we can't find him. I was like, okay.
They lost him?
Yeah. They're like, we can't locate him. I was like, okay, I'll stand by. And so finally they call at 9:20, and I'm doing it in the Net One studio.
Right.
And I'm technologically an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. So I pull him up on the phone.
I know that every time.
I can't record him.
17 years.
So I got to run out and do it.
Yeah, and I'm the newbie.
I got to run out in the newsroom and record him. So I'm kind of out of breath, and I had less time than I wanted to. That being said, this is not a great interview, but I promised it to you, Keith David.
All right, joining us now on the program, to consider a bucket list interview.
Like
he is one of my favorite actors in three of my favorite movies, Platoon, Men at Work, and Something About Mary. He is the legend, Keith David. Keith, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I know you're here to...
I appreciate it.
I know you're here to promote Frog Kingdom, which was just recently released on DVD and digital HD on demand. Tell us about Frog Kingdom.
I liked it. I loved the animation, actually. I mean, it's different than most things that I've done. Although I was in the studio by myself, I did get to work with some pretty nice actors. That's always a pleasure when you can hear whoever you're working with, whether you're in the studio with them or not, but you hear what they're doing, and there's something to respond to, which is something that, you know, you can really sink your teeth into. I'm playing a father who is really looking out for his daughter in terms of who I think she should marry. And, you know, it gets turned around a little, but it all works out in the end.
Excellent. Well, I mean, everything you've ever done in your career seems to have worked out in the end. If you don't mind, I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about Men at Work. To me, one of the greatest comedies of all time. What was the experience like working on that movie?
Well, first of all, it was the first time I got to do any comedy in the movies, and I had a wonderful time because it was a kind of over the top kind of situation where we could do some like really broad comedy that wasn't going to be, you know, slapsticky and, you know, kind of dumb. You know, it came out of situations that, you know, you could kind of believe, and it was fun to believe in. And I thought Emilio did a great job, both acting, writing, and directing. To me, it was a very special job in that way because, I mean, it was just fun.
It's one of those movies where if it's on, you know, I put the remote down. It's just I have to watch it every time it's on. It's that funny and that well done. Now, your character in that, Keith, was he written like that, or did you kind of, you know, improv a little bit with that, or was that how the character was originally envisioned?
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, I take whatever happens, I take my hint from what's on the page.
What's his name again?
And, you know, he was on the page.
Is it Keith David?
It's Keith David.
As much fun as I could with it.
Right there.
And we saw it on the big screen, and now on the small screen every time it's on TV. I would imagine in your day to day life, most folks recognize you from Something About Mary. Is that right?
I get a lot of Something About Mary. Yeah, that's a favorite question. Is it the Frank of the Beans? You know?
And the answer is, how did you get the Franks above the beans?
You know, the funniest thing is, everyone who ever says that to me. This is like the first one who's ever asked me that question.
I understand, but that's still got to mean. I mean, that is something, that movie and that scene in particular is something that has just become ingrained in pop culture. I mean, that they'll be talking about that scene 100 years from now.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, it was certainly, again, very fun to do. You know, Ben Stiller is one of the, you know, really kind of wonderful actors of our time. Yeah, and he's a wonderful comedic actor. But you know, he's also a very good serious actor. I've seen him. I can't remember the name of the play that I saw him do at the Public Theater, but he was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
What was it like filming that scene? Were you guys just, you know, able to keep face, knowing how ridiculous that scenario was?
We had a few times when we would crack up. You know, during the take.
I can only imagine. We're talking to Keith David. Frog Kingdom, recently released on DVD and digital HD on demand. You definitely got to check that out. If you don't mind, let me finish up just asking about the first movie that I remember seeing you in, which was the classic Platoon. What kind of a role was that for you, and what did that do for your career?
Oh, my God. Well, it was a phenomenal experience. I worked with some great actors. As you can see, many of them have gone on to become really big stars.
Yeah, it really was a launching pad for a lot of careers. So, I mean, you've had an amazing career, over 150 film, television, and stage credits, but nearest and dearest to my heart for Platoon, Men at Work, Something About Mary, truly, sir, three of my favorite movies, three of my favorite performances. And again, just to reiterate, this is definitely a bucket list interview for me. Folks, make sure you check out Frog Kingdom on DVD and digital HD on demand, available now. Keith, if folks want to reach out to you, are you on social media? Are you active there?
Yes, and you can reach me on Keith. I'm at Keith David at KeithDavid.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
All right, so for the bad audio there, I blame Higginbotham.
Yeah, I'm sure he set you up wrong.
He did. So I was like, I ran out into the newsroom. I'm like, Judd, I got to record this interview. He's calling right now. Can I use your workstation? And he's like, so he set it all up. And he was sitting next to me listening. And I could tell I sounded like I was in the bathroom.
It was tinny, and it sounded like you were in a
and I'm like, Judd,
can.
What's going on? He's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. I was like,
yeah. The other week when we'd had that Friday, we had that big show and we had all those guests. Like, that one of the interviews that you did, one of the shorter ones, you sounded the same way. Yeah. I don't know if you did it out here.
I did it out there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
What? I mean, it's fine. It's not that
I'm
distracting.
An idiot. All right, so anyway, there's Keith David.
Yeah.
It's not
he
how I want.
He worked with a lot of great actors, though.
And he was, yeah, he did.
He did.
And he's a in lot. three of my favorite movies, okay. So I'm glad we got to talk to him.
He did save his chuckle as a hot key, though.
Yeah. Let me hear this. Let me hear his laugh.
Got it.
That's fantastic. All right, so real quick, maybe we can roll this into. Well, I'm not going to be on tomorrow. Who are we kidding? So this morning, right. I get off work after interviewing David Keith.
Yeah.
And I go walk the dogs, and behind my house backs up to the Peachtree Creek, and it's beautiful. It's serene. It's everything's in bloom right now, and in the creek is this huge blue heron, which is a bird. It's like the biggest bird in the state of Georgia.
Nice.
And I'm like, I love when they're chilling back there, because it's like having my own personal little zoo. And while I'm looking at that, the blue heron in the middle of the creek, a deer walks out of the woods into the creek. And it's like I've got my own personal nature channel and my dogs thankfully don't see this, because they would have gone bananas. Yeah,
right.
You know, they were
those
sniffing.
Chubby little thing. What would they have done? Waddled over there?
They just would have started barking. Oh, and they actually both lost a lot of weight. They're actually kind of skinny.
Oh, good.
Now. Yeah.
Good.
So, but here and
well, they're chubby dogs.
Like I really want this. I want to do this. Did you ever see the movie with Steve Martin and Jack Black? They were birders.
I remember that, but I never saw it. Yeah.
So it's
like bird watchers.
Yeah, they're like.
Oh yeah. I didn't watch it, but I remember. What you're talking
about. I think I want to become a birder. Like I want to
really.
Yeah,
parents do it.
Do they? Yeah. I want to do that because every time I'm in the backyard and I see an interesting bird, like this morning, the blue heron.
You want to know what it is?
The blue heron was the size of Jay Black. It was huge.
For those of you who don't know, Jay's kind of small.
It's bigger than Sanjay.
Obviously, anything bigger than Sanjay.
Yeah. And I every time I see, I'm always like taken aback, and I think I want to be a birder, but I don't know. Like I only know blue heron because I was able, but like other birds, I can't identify them. I have no bird knowledge.
Why don't you get a book? I'm sure you can get a book from like Wild Birds Unlimited.
I just want to like, is there a birding club out there that I could join?
Oh, I'm sure. You can go to like one of those bird stores here and just
what the hell do you mean a bird store?
Like Wild Birds Unlimited, they sell bird seeds and stuff like that.
I don't want to buy birds. I want to watch birds.
I understand. They don't sell birds. They just sell stuff for birds.
Where's Wild Birds Unlimited?
I don't know exactly where it's at, but it's here in town. There's multiple ones here in town.
Well, have you ever heard of a store called Wild Birds Unlimited?
No.
Yes.
So I heard of Ducks Unlimited, which is
they sell seed and like books on how to look them up and what's the state birds. And
are you trying to hunt birds in your backyard? Because I feel like you're just trapping.
Yeah, Longoria. I think he's shooting birds.
Yeah, I'm not shooting birds. I think he's using this as a.
I did buy a birdhouse for my wife though.
But I find it so relaxing.
It is.
My I want to do this.
When I was home over the 4th, my parents in their backyard, and then they put a couple of bird feeders up. And in the morning when my mom's having coffee instead of doing it at the kitchen table, she sits out in the backyard. Not really? Do it. Oh, my God.
In front of the birds?
Holy
interesting.
Hell. But no, they sit in the backyard and do it. It's really nice. I did it while I was home.
I want to make this a thing. We'll start the Mark Arum Show Birding Club. We'll go out on
meet every Sunday or something.
I don't know. We'll do field trips and stuff. I think this is going to be my new hobby.
Yeah, we could do it.
Because I was I was entranced just watching this beautiful bird in the middle of the creek, just taking it all in, and it was the most relaxed I've felt in a long time. Anyone know anything about birds? Let me hear from you right now. You might be the vice president of the Mark Arum Show Birding Club. If you call right now, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Are there any birders out there? Anyone know anything about birding? You can point me in the right direction as we kick off the Mark Arum Show Birding Club. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. All right, we're going to update Sanjay for you. I got some tickets to give away. We'll finish up strong. It's the Wednesday edition of the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of the show. Sanjay update from Vegas. He lost. Out day one. All three of my guys were out now, the World Series. One of them made it to day two, but... yeah, I went 0-3, so no millions of dollars for me. All right, birders, talk to me. Bill is on the Mark Arum Show. Bill, you a birder?
You got it. I tried it this year, Mark. I tried in the springtime. You got to get this app called Merlin, Merlin, from Cornell University.
Okay.
It walks you right through it. You can identify the bird. You can identify them by sound. Get a pair of Zeiss or binoculars, $500 bucks. And just have a blast.
All right, I'm going to download that app right now. Snowman's up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Snowman.
What's happening, Mark?
How are you, sir?
Man, this working night thing, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
No, neither am I. Anyways, there's a bird store at Merchants Walk up in East Cobb.
Okay.
Maybe you can get Smiling to drop in, pick you up some stuff. My other suggestion is the Chattahoochee Nature Center up in Roswell. They have some excellent guided tours my mom loves to go do.
All right, I'll check that out. Good suggestions there. Eric's in Roswell. Eric, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
What's up, Brother Mark?
How are you, Eric?
First of all, did you try that double play at Mickey D's?
Absolutely.
All right, good deal. My wife is crazy about birds. We got like 4 feeders out in the back of the condo and hummingbird feeders. With what you're describing in your backyard, you need to grab some feeders and put them up. You'll get at least 20 different species coming to it. Just put some wild bird feed out.
Where can I get the bird, like an Ace Hardware or something? I get bird feeders?
The best place to go is a pet shop, actually. We got parakeets inside. And,
or Wild Birds Unlimited.
Wild Birds Unlimited, Longoria says. Wild Birds
giving them
Unlimited.
A lot of plug. They should pay me for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be amazed how many you'll find just coming to your feeders.
Eric.
Feeders, sugar water.
Eric.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to go see Seth MacFarlane in concert?
I'd love to.
All right, hang on the line. Low T's going to get some info. You've won a pair of tickets to see Seth MacFarlane September 18th at Atlanta Symphony Hall, Woodruff Arts Center, produced by ASO Presents. Dave's in Tucker. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, a low-tech thing would be getting a pocket guide to North American birds. That way, if for some reason you're out of touch, you can always whip that out. And
I can get that at like a Barnes & Noble or something, David?
Yeah, I'm sure it's online or you know, in the appropriate section of your bookstore, but they've been publishing it for decades and decades.
Are you a birder at all?
Well, I've got, as far as having cats can go, yes.
Okay. Well done, David. I got to run. I really want to make this happen.
Okay. Yeah.
Trip West is on board. He'll be in the Mark Arum Show Birding Club. We can take field trips to North Georgia. I can get the station to rent as a van and stuff. Like, we can make this legit.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're interested in birding with me, email me, mark.arum@wsbtv.com. All right, time for Star of the Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
It's not me. I did a bad interview.
I made it sound good.
Better. It definitely didn't sound good.
Well, better, yes.
Chuck.
He wasn't asking for a car in the middle of it.
Chuck saved me out from the patio from that killer bug.
I came from that killer bug.
Erica Byfield joined us and added some legitimacy to the show. Tailgater did good.
Yeah. He did.
Let's give it to
Tailgater. Let's give it to Tailgater. I'd rather give it to Tailgater.
That might be his first one.
No, I don't think so.
I think it is.
Second one.
All right.
He was like one of the first in the first couple of years.
All right. So Lonely Tailgater, star of the show. Chuck came in second, though. That bug thing. If that worked out better. If that bug attacked Griffey's,
then I would have
gotten the star of the show.
Definitely.
The fact that I lied to him to get him to come out.
I thought it was weird that you couldn't get in, but I was like, whatever. I can't leave him out there.
Awesome. All right. If you want a bird, Mark that Arum at WSB TV. Let's email me. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. I'm in for Eric Erickson tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. in Atlanta's Evening News. Make sure you check that out. But in the meantime, go to sleep.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.